Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the defense secretary has come out and warned Israel about the consequences militarily and economically of striking Iran. You've got the British government basically saying they're getting ready for it, but endorsing it. The French government is saying it's a horrible idea. Israel saying they may strike them as early as, about 20 days from now, the start of next month. Clearly, they're trying to sell the attacks right now. And we've been talking about this so long, we tend to get an idea in our heads that this can't happen. Like Libya, like Iraq, like Afghanistan. But Iran is upwards of 80 million people, and they've got a lot more high-tech weapons than Iraq had after decades of sanctions and ongoing bombardments and inspectors crawling all over their country. And the head of their intelligence agency, in fact, I mentioned this a few days ago, but it's important to get back to, came out and said, we are going to bring a street battle. In fact, Jeremy, you re-pulled me that article for the third time. Thanks. I know you keep giving it to me, but I keep forgetting to actually read what he said. And he said, we're going to bring street battles to Tel Aviv. We're going to bring it to the United States. We're going to bring it to Europe. And so Iran is walking directly into the globalist trap, because even if they can't carry out those asymmetrical warfare, guerrilla warfare responses, guerrilla warfare, the globalists, the global corporations playing countries off against each other will stage it. Will stage it. And I've had a lot of guests on over the years, and of course, much of it's been declassified. The question is it still the case? But it certainly was the case that the CIA and others allowed the Ayatollah Khomeini to be brought in out of Paris and to be put into power. And then to take the hostages, and then to blame it on Jimmy Carter. And I'm no fan of Jimmy Carter. He was a globalist, trilateral commission person. The point is, this is the inner fighting with these groups going on. And Iran-Contra came out in Congress where they gave them weapons and money off of the money that they made off selling cocaine in the U.S. to basically keep the hostages and hold them till Ronald Reagan got into office. So all of this is admitted. And you guys did print me the article, but actually print me the original, if you will. Thank you. This is from Infowars.com, where we reposted it. I want to get the original for folks. Iran threatens street war if U.S. is in U.S. if attacked. And you actually found another one I hadn't seen. This is where they also threaten the U.S. The article I want is Iran threatens street war in Tel Aviv, the Israeli capital. That's the one I want. You found another one. Thank you. Good job. I will cover that when we get to that point. David Icke, yeah, there it is. David Icke is joining us. Always interesting, always informative, always mind-blowing. He wasn't going to be with us today. He had a cold after flying back from New Zealand, but he's better. On 11-11-11, I should point out, looking at my atomic clock over there, it says 11-11-11. And it kind of snuck up on us. Oh, yeah, the Associated Press is reporting that they've shut down the Great Pyramid and other pyramids because of reports there'd be Illuminati rituals there. But they're shutting it down so they can't have the rituals, the AP reports. But shutting it down is the way to have the rituals. And by the way, world leaders went in 2000, which really wasn't the new millennium, 2001 was, to the Great Pyramid and actually did weird rituals on TV. I taped it on VHS, never re-aired it, meant to, and could never find it again. But I know a lot of you did see it. It was all these fireworks and weird giant TV screens with devils marching around and all these world leaders. And it was a public Illuminati ritual. And in AP reports, there are rituals worldwide today. So that's in my stack. I'm going to be getting to that coming up as well. And then Bob Chapman always joins us with the latest on Penn State, you name it. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, this is going to be an unbelievably jam-packed transmission today. It is 11-11-11. I don't put stock in numerology, but from China to the United States, from France to Mexico, from Chile to Japan, throughout history, every ruling elite is obsessed with the occult and numerology. And we'll ask David Icke, who studied these people in depth, exactly why that is, and he's always exposed the fact that it's pedophile rings in the last 100 years at least that run the planet, that the British royal family are really Transylvanian, that they're a bunch of body part eaters, and now that's come out in the news, that they're not hundreds of years ago, but even more recently, eating human body parts, that they have attendants that take care of their every intimate detail, and that they're into all sorts of sick behavior. And now Prince Charles says he might move to Transylvania, and that's where their lineage comes from. And on and on and on, it gets more and more weird with the whole Penn State situation. And obviously, Paterno has gotten criminal defense lawyers, and he better, because he knew about this for over a decade and did nothing as it was ongoing. This was going on since 1994 when he knew. And the school president knew. Now, I did reading the MSNBC headline. I did some more research this morning. It is true that the police were contacted in the town and the police there at the college police, and the grand juries knew as early as 2000, had hearings in 2002, 2005, 2008. So the whole group is complicit, basically, and that's why he may not get indicted. And if they find out that he went to the police, we don't know who went, and then they didn't do anything, then he's off the hook. But they all need to be brought in for questioning, and you can't send the FBI in to do this. I mean, it was run by J. Edgar Hoover, who was part of the whole club. It's well documented running around in women's dresses and going to big orgy parties and famous witnesses. Cohen's girlfriend, the famous lawyer, you know, reportedly saying she saw Hoover having sex with, quote, young boys. You've got some of that alluded to in the new film coming out that Clint Eastwood's putting out. Reportedly, the FBI kind of threatened him over it. But that's why this has gotten so bad, because these people get into power and they just start recruiting more and more and more. What's that? 11-11 right now. Oh, it is 11-11 right now. But it's 11-11 24 times around the world today. So it's 11-11. And yes, they were worried, I guess, 7-8 hours ago over in the Middle East. And they, all these weirdos were trying to get in to do rituals. And so they said, we're shutting it down, but we'll have some contingents inside the pyramids ourselves. And again, I'm sure nowadays somebody can dig it out. I saw it on PBS. They did 24-hour broadcast from the Great Pyramid, and they had all this weird rituals going on, and they dialed to French TV and a national concert there where the guy in French was saying, oh, Lucifer, we love you. And I'm sitting there watching this as they went around the world on PBS, and I was taping it. And back then it was myself, my wife, and maybe one other crew member, and I never even had time to edit it, get it off the VHS or air it. Somebody at a PBS station has that 24-hour broadcast with, I mean, weird devil worship right on television. I mean, it was bizarre. But here it is today. This is out of Associated Press. Egypt closes Great Pyramid after rumors of rituals. But you notice the closing of it then allows the rituals. And that's come out in the news that they allow elites in the Supreme Antiquities Department to close it down and go into it and do weird stuff. And world leaders were in attendance in 2000, including what George Herbert Walker Bush. And they were in religious rapture as this was happening. So you can say all this is silly and stupid until you've been to Bohemian Grove or until you watch the footage ABC News got of Skull and Bones. They're taking it deadly serious. When they were worshiping Lucifer and doing mock human sacrifices, ABC News videotaped that. the most powerful secret society in the United States, undoubtedly Skull and Bones, that is just a chapter of the Illuminati, and they themselves admit that. And then I snuck into Bohemian Grove, which is a larger recruiting arm of that, and watched them do their ritual to Moloch and to do a mock human sacrifice of a child. They claim it was mock, and the old men were in rapture and were grinding their teeth in religious exultation. It was similar to being in a, you know, Baptist church when the preacher's praying for somebody who's sick in the congregation, but the opposite. It was similar, but the opposite. You know, that loving feeling of people caring and everything. It was the opposite. It was like a feeling of rapine. And so I was like, wow, this is really interesting. They're like, shut up. Ugh. Mike Hansen's like, oh, and they looked at him like they were about to kill him because Mike snuck in with me. And, you know, there's footage of us in that crowd, and those men just, And so you could say, oh, it's just some stupid play they're doing. No, it's not. They're deadly serious about it. Remember, decades ago, people warned about this. People are like, oh, that's not going on. Yes, it's going on. Here it is. Egypt closes Great Pyramid after rumors of rituals. Egypt's Antiquities Authority closed the largest of Giza pyramids Friday, following rumors that groups would try to hold spiritual ceremonies on the site at 11:11 a.m. on November 11, 2011. The authority's head, Mustafa Amin, said in a statement Friday that the pyramid, also known as Cheops, would be closed to visitors until Saturday morning for necessary maintenance. Yes, I'm sure. I mean, this is all the big devil cult that's into these pyramids. It's their symbol of the New World Order. The closure follows a string of unconfirmed reports in local media that unidentified groups would try to hold Jewish or Masonic rites. Well, they admit that Aleister Crowley went there and did them. On the site to take advantage of mysterious powers coming from the pyramid on the rare day. Amen called all reports of planned ceremonies on the site completely lacking in truth. The complex's director, Ali Al-Asfar, said Friday that Egyptian company requested permission last month to hold an event called Hug the Pyramid, in which 120 people would join hands at the ancient burial structure. Yeah, that's their little cute political correct thing. Let's just call it Hugging the Pyramid. We'll all join hands and get the power off this thing. That's what the Illuminists believe. Pyramids give them power. And we'll just tell people it's a liberal hugging. That's what the occult's all about, is the general public not knowing what they're seeing. And then they give you a cover story. Oh, these are gunshot detectors we're putting up all over your town under Homeland Security. And then years later, their microphones were listening to every word you say. Deputy head of Homeland Security said, you'll never know when we're listening or not. Again, deception, killing, stealing, destroying. They want to watch the world burn. It hit me again this morning when I read a particular article I'm going to get to here in a moment, that's the globalists really are demon-possessed. This has never been a heavy religious show. I am a Christian. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but I cover the news. But the more you study these people, it's really true. Even if you're an atheist and don't believe in God, I see atheists send me emails saying, I like your news and analysis, but please stop pushing religion on us. Listen, if I wanted to have a religious show, I could have one on the weekend, or I could switch to that. That's not what I'm doing here. But that's a real element of this. In fact, it's the top element. It's the main element. It's the center of this system. The globalists are into a religion. And even if you don't believe in a religion that, say, pygmies believe in Africa, I mean, worshiping animals or whatever, or you don't believe in Islam, or you don't believe in Christianity or whatever, the point is there's still people that believe that. And if you were an anthropologist, you would study that. But they act like, no, I don't even look at that. Well, that religion affects things. And I'm telling you, the elite have a Luciferian religion. They are not devil worshipers. They believe Lucifer is God. Now, it tends to be Satanists that serve them as their mid-level, and then below that, compartmentalized people who actually mean well and are under peer pressure control. And then that's pretty much the power strategy of the pyramid, is you got those that actually believe the false lie, the deception, that give power to the beast system. You've got the Satanist and then mercenaries and control freaks and sadists and wicked people beneath that. And then at the top, the very small core of the New World Order are heavily deceived, but actually believe that they are bringing in this enlightened New Age world government to cleanse the earth of the human scourge, to reduce the majority of the world population, and to bring in the age of Lucifer, or the age of Aquarius. And this is their writings. This is the First Earth Battalion official Pentagon teaching since the 1970s. And we've covered that. And I've talked to members of those top teams. I've talked to the head of Fort Bragg, the head of Special Forces, the head of all Army Special Ops. I've talked to three-star generals here on air about this stuff. And it's real. It's real. And some scientifically believe that the human brain has a sixth sense, it's been proven scientifically, but that it's actually broadcasting. You read the Bible says that we're made in the image of God as creators, sub-creators. That's why we create, we build. But the devil is never a maker. He's a taker. He's a destroyer. And so that's the system that this dark global spirit, energy force, whatever you want to call it, some would say it's manifested by bad people, and then it's like a group collective of evil fighting the group collective of good. That's kind of what the New Agers think. And see, they're deceived as well. It's much larger than that. And it is manifesting this system of destruction. And I'll give you an example of that. Radiation levels across the world are going up, up, up. We're going to break that down on the other side. Stay with us. The occult is pushed everywhere on the youth. Look at how almost every girl's program, cartoon, you name it, is about witchcraft. It's real. Even if God and the devil don't exist, for those of you out there that are doubters, it doesn't matter. The globalists believe it. They are manifesting it. And then I get people going, I'm a Wiccan. How dare you say we're devil worshipers? You know, we're this old religion of the earth. Look, I've studied the anthropology. Don't push your propaganda on me, okay? I'm not saying you're an inherently evil person. You are deceived. Every ancient religion sacrificed humans. Every ancient religion engaged in bloodletting. Every ancient religion worshiped the same entities, the same manifestations. So don't give me that bull. You are porch minions. You are not in the inner group. I have read the inner group's writings. I have spent the time. I have done scholarly research. I have looked at mainstream magazines where they constantly dig up big digs in all over Europe with sacrificed men, women, and children, you name it, wicker men. You don't think that's just a movie, do you? Sometimes if things got bad, they'd take the chief or his son and put him in a wicker man and burn them to get rain to come. Even some of the Western Native Americans, when there were droughts and problems, would sacrifice people. There was sacrifice in North America, not just Southern North America, in Mexico. Every culture. And you notice the anthropologists always say, well, don't judge those cultures. Really, I judge the Nazis as bad. No, I will make a cultural statement that the Aztecs were absolutely out of their minds wicked. I will make the cultural distinction the Nazis were absolutely out of their minds wicked. I will make the cultural distinction that the communists were out of their minds wicked. That the Jacobins and the French Revolution crew were all into the occult. It was the Illuminati. And they did kill around 10% of the population, raping, robbing, marauding, not just killing wealthy people as much as specialized wealthy rich, orchestrating it. They tried to go to a 9-day week. They tried to abolish the family. See, I know history, so I know everything we're now under is the Illuminati. Oh, and I'm afraid to get the first ever in-depth total data dump from Charlotte Iserby. She's getting older herself. Her husband's died. Her father's dead. His father was Skull and Bones. She was number two, Department of Education. Found out about all this stuff. She gave Anthony Sutton the first stuff we could confirm about Skull and Bones 20 years ago. She gave us all the rest of it in the interview at PrisonPlanet.tv right now in the special reports area. In fact, please go there and we'll show people where they can find it. PrisonPlanet.tv. You go to the special reports area. So I forget the exact title of the piece, even though I came up with it. This has been 6 months in the making, and this is only part one. It's over an hour long. We've got even more. We have 8 hours of this. This is a condensed one. We're going to dump basically the whole thing with just the pauses and things cut out in the next few months for everybody. And how the Illuminati had been kicked out of the U.S. They came in. They took over through Skull and Bones. It might be in the seeing the special reports area. It'll be one of those. And at this distance, I can't read it. And it may have already scrolled off there. It's the Charlotte Iserby. I'll find it during the break. It doesn't matter. I'll get the name of it and give people during the break. You just got to go to the archive. It's got more listed there, and it's right there. They're putting so much on there now, it's already scrolled off. The point is, that report is up there, and she discovered in her research, and she shows it all from their own writings, some of which are internal Skull and Bones, that the Illuminati created psychology. They said, we want to find out how to manipulate people. We're going to make it scientific here in Bavaria, Germany. We've overthrown France. We want to get rid of the family, totally overturn society, and make ourselves the rulers or literal gods over people and bring in a total tyranny. But we're going to recruit well-meaning people to join our lower rungs, the outer groups, thinking we're trying to overthrow the oppression of the church as they saw it and the corrupt royalty. But really, we'll just set ourselves up as the kings. And then they came over here and set up psychology, set up eugenics, set up the whole system we're under today. We are living in an Illuminati wonderland. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'll give you the title of that Charlotte Iserby piece that's at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Money. Live, ladies and gentlemen, and we are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I will be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, we're here every weeknight, 7 o'clock at PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com as well for the InfoWars Nightly News. We did find the title of that Charlotte Iserby piece, and quite frankly, a lot of times when we give our videos and our reports titles, the title doesn't even give it justice. You throw that title back up on screen for me, thanks. It's Charlotte Iserby, Skull and Bones, The Order at Yale Revealed. I mean, actually, I gave it another headline, but the headline should actually be Skull and Bones Insider Blows It Sky High. Skull and Bones Secrets Blown Wide Open. I mean, if you get a royal flush in poker, it's a royal flush. You don't say, hey, I got two of a kind. That's what I like about Natural News. Their writer, when a big report came out from Texas A&M showing 77% of honey on store shelves is not honey, is flavored corn syrup, and they're lying, labeling it as that. Texas A&M, it was shock findings. You need to tell people when something's shocking. It's almost like there's restraint. And I try to drill it in the guys. I said, when something's sensational, it's sensational. Like we had a headline a week ago. It was like, TSA, you know, Viper teams, more states accepting Viper teams. It should be feds taking over more states. Because, by the way, they're not even accepting them. They're just doing it. You know, martial law being implemented. I mean, you know, again, and I understand. I'm using this as a learning experience. I understand that people who live this and fight this all the time, we even get acclimated towards just accepting it and not seeing how serious all of this stuff is. Now, I want to get into you know, I want to air this Charlotte Iserby piece. We aired it during the 27-hour broadcast, but it has not gotten the attention it deserves. Charlotte Iserby breaks down the history of the Secret Order and reveals just how big this elite club at Yale really is and how much political power they have wielded over the past 180 years. Well, they're not big. They're very small, but just how incredibly important they are. Iserby unveils the connection of her father and grandfather to Skull and Bones, secret society, including an exclusive look at the official members list the public was never meant to see. A lot of this is first time ever. It should be for the first time ever. The woman who originally released the first known information about Skull and Bones to Anthony Sutton now reveals all. She kept the fact that she was the leaker secret for more than two decades. Now she lays it all on the line. Charlotte Iserby, the Order of Skull and Bones, blown wide open. What the cult of death doesn't want you to know. And again, we're so busy just firing all these pearls out at people of incredible investigative reporting, we never even turn around and really even properly promote it. I mean, we're good at getting the info out, but we're not good at really saying, hey, we're delivering the goods here. Like, I'm going to call Paul Watson and have him watch it and do a big report, or Steve Watson or Aaron Dykes, just to say, look at what we bring you. Look at this information. Appreciate this. This is like some 100-carat diamond just kind of thrown off under the bushes. By me. I didn't take the time out to write the write-up for it. I didn't. See, now you're getting inside my frustration because, man, I am just completely overwhelmed right now. And I'm so angry about what's happening. You know, I want to do a report tonight dealing with the fact that the elite has gone crazy. Look, we had a corrupt, out-of-control ruling class in 1990. But they had the Army study DU in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Dr. Doug Rocky, the head of their DU program, physicist, said, do not use this, you know, unless you're in an absolute emergency, as all the scientists before him said. And they went ahead and used it. Now, why in 1991 did they go from saying we can't use this because it ignites going down the barrel of the Abrams gun, or the 50 cal, or whatever system they're using it on, and we certainly can't have the troops move into areas we've bombed with this, because it leaves a residue that if you breathe any of it, is going to reduce your life massively, is going to kill you. If it was cyanide and killed you on the spot, it'd be a big controversy, but because it kills you slowly, you just crawl off like a rat. It takes you a few weeks to die. You know, I see all these reports of the troops' bodies, parts thrown in landfills, just like the 9/11 first responders, and troops sawed in half, or, you know, families being delivered rotten bodies. It's all over the news. It's a huge controversy. I'm getting emails saying, how dare you lie about it? How dare you make it up? Okay, I'm making it up then. If you don't watch the news, know about the big controversies, and think I'm making it up that the government would do this, fine then. Just believe whatever you want. Here it is, update. Pentagon reviews punishment over war dead remains. That's Reuters. In fact, you can aim the document cam right over here. It's a big controversy. I reported it last week, and people said I was a liar, but I was covering mainstream news. But yeah, I'm still a liar, though, even though it's all admitted, and the Secretary of Defense is running around talking about it and giving press conferences. It doesn't exist. So, continuing here. They don't care about the troops. They don't care about anybody. They just fill you with a bunch of propaganda that, oh, it's Veterans Day. Let's wrap some people in a flag. Everything's wonderful. And let's everybody stay on the plane while they bring the coffin off the Southwest Airlines flight that I flew in on. And let's just have the captain make constant comments during the flight about how incredible our troops are and how wondrous. And the captain carries the bags off of the Air Force officer who was accompanying the body. And people are crying on board, and it's all this big moment. Meanwhile, they're throwing their bodies in landfills. Meanwhile, they're taking their pension funds, stealing it. Meanwhile, the government could care less and is letting them use weapons that has killed and debilitated hundreds of thousands. And they had congressional reports a decade ago about it. They've known the whole time. Most of Doug Rocky's team has died just from being around it to study it in the field. He's had 40-something surgeries now. Last time we tried to get him on, he was at the VA in D.C. Try to get him back on. I know he's real sick, but let's try to get Dr. Rocky back on before, you know, unfortunately it might be too late. But see, actually caring about them, that's persona non grata. That's no. You don't do that. You just put a flag on your car. I'm not saying you're bad if you have that, but the point is now actually fulfill it. You actually defend what the flag symbolizes, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, private property, the family, what made the country great. See, the system, the rulers we have, are systematically waging war on the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and every form of basic freedom. So see, they're my enemy. But I know the pen is mightier than the sword, so I'm fighting them that way. But they don't like that because we're beating them, so they're going to try to make it physical. And, well, defense, that's defense. You have every right under natural law, under God's law, to defend yourself. And again, I'm not somebody looking for violence. But I will defend myself. I will. And I don't want this to happen, but if it is, let it come. Why sit we here idle? The war has already begun. Is peace so sweet, so dear to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, my countrymen. I don't know what course you're going to take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death, like Colonel Travis down there at the Alamo. He said victory or death. 180 and change against 4,000. And he knew, but he couldn't live his life as a coward. And that example, that sacrifice, led to things much greater. That's what living is really all about. That's adventure. That's courage. That's bold. And that's who I remember on Veterans Day. Not, oh, we care so much, and oh, give money to all these charities for the troops that siphon most of it off, and oh, thank you, troops, and connecting the troops to the war, and always having troops on TV going, I want the wars to continue, when most of the troops and polls are against it and support Ron Paul. You know, having select PSYOP officers speak for all the rest of the military. This is about using these well-meaning heroes' efforts, because regardless, they've done it meaning well. To sell evil. And the people are like, shut up, Alex. They're not throwing them in landfills. Okay, fine. You want to just, you know, I told you that since Chernobyl alone, since the atomic testing by the Russians and by the United States and by the French and others, in the northern hemisphere of the globe, that's us up here north of the equator, up into the 60s, you can pull these actuary numbers up. We've shown them here on air. Radiation levels doubled. Then after Chernobyl, because that's a dirty event, a reactor melting down is much worse than even an average hydrogen or atomic bomb going off, unless it's jacketed in cobalt or balconium G or whatever, to make it a dirty bomb. I'm not talking about a little dirty bomb where they blow up some hospital x-ray equipment. I mean a hydrogen bomb that also radiates things for a billion years. You know, they got those. It's called a doomsday machine. By the way, those are real. The Rand Corporation came up with it. That movie is about the real Dr. Strangelove. Continuing though. Oh yeah, they've got bombs that you detonate it, it kills the entire Earth, the radiation. 100 years underground means nothing. Our government, the Russians, they've all made them. The Chinese have made them. They've got them that go in the atmosphere and detonate, and then it's over. And I guess they're getting us warmed up for that. Some say the elites have ways to remove this from their bodies. I've done some research. I don't think that's probably true. I mean, they got a lot of hidden technology, but not that type. Look at this one out of Associated Press. Nuke agency reports unusual radiation in Europe. Well, they've registered unusual radiation here in the United States. It's gone up massively. Massively. So it doubled in the atomic testing and then basically doubled again in the Northern Hemisphere. And now they're reporting it's way above that last doubling. And what was their answer? Oh, this isotope's up a couple thousand. This is up 100,000. Dozens of different isotopes we've listed off the EPA website here for you. If you don't believe me, just type into a search engine. EPA raises level of what they say is safe. EPA raises levels of radiation for what they say safe. It'll come up for you. EPA website. Because they're magic. They just, you know, it's kind of like they could say, well, a teaspoon of cyanide will kill, you know, dozens and dozens of people, but we'll just say you can eat cyanide now and wave a wand and then you can drink it and you don't die. Because they said so. They're God. They say spying on you without warrants and lamp poles listening and watching you secretly is not Big Brother, so it's not. They say the troops after 1990 can use DU and have no decontamination or nothing and just use it in proving grounds and shooting ranges everywhere in cities and areas all over the U.S. It's fine. Use it all over Hawaii. Use it all over Puerto Rico. Use it all over the U.S. It's fine. The troops can use it. It's fine. You can move right into a bunker bombed out by precision-guided munitions, DU tipped, and breathe it. Of course, you're going to die of lung cancer in 10, 15 years. If you're lucky, a lot of them start bleeding out the nose, kidney failure. Ah, just ship them home. Because they said so. Here, magic wand. Magic wand. Here, it's safe. Magic wand. Here, magic wand. Doesn't matter how many nuclear physicists I have on, nuclear chemical physicists like Busby and others, who he says, and this is a top advisor to the EU. He says, now me and many colleagues believe it could be about population reduction because the elite are consciously doing this. They've got reactors all over the U.S. leaking. Now it's a minor footnote after Fukushima. In Canada, leaking serious radiation. France has had huge nuclear disasters, two of them in the last 3 months. They got to be releasing this stuff on purpose now. There's disasters everywhere now. And now it's just like, well, don't worry. We just raise what level's safe. Oh, your Geiger counter's picking that up? It's okay, sweetie cake. It's all right. The government loves you. Very low levels. It's very low, they say. Mm-hmm. Which are higher than normal, but doesn't seem, because they raise the level they say safe in Europe as well, to pose a health hazard, are being registered in the Czech Republic, that I guess they weren't playing ball and reported it, and elsewhere in Europe. Oh, okay. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Friday. The agency said the cause was not known, but was the result of, Fukushima's Daiichi nuclear disaster, which spread radiation across the globe in March. Yeah, because the Atomic Energy Agency is openly run and funded by the big nuclear lobby. So they're telling you it's not our reactors that blew up over there. Of course, we got caught lying to you about that earlier, about the total meltdowns, but just it's not that, okay? Oh, is it the disasters in France? Maybe it's all the other disasters. The very low levels of iodine-131, that's fission in reactors, it's Fukushima, and it's the French disasters. Hey, so you can just go look up what's released there, you know right away, but they're like, we don't know, we're just nuclear experts, we don't know where this fingerprint came from. And, you know, let's say I'm the iodine 131, Alex Jones, and I put my thumbprints all over everything, and they go look and go, well, that's Alex Jones, but we don't know who that is. I mean, it's 100% fission, meltdown. They know where it's coming from. It's coming from meltdowns. That's when 131 is released. And they're just like, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Everything's wonderful. We don't know where it's coming from, though. Maybe an Easter bunny. Pass gas or something. I'm sorry. The very low levels of iodine-131 have been measured in the atmosphere, the agency said in a statement. It said such radio isotope will lose much of its radiation in about 8 days. Well, everything's fine then. Just reactors belching it. However, a official familiar with the matter, who asked for an anonymity because he was not authorized to comment, said the release appeared to be continuing. Well, so what? See, now it's just an attitude. Well, for 50 years, they've said, don't let troops use this DU. It's an emergency weapon that the Russians pour across the Folger Gap into Germany, and we're outnumbered 10 to 1, and nuclear war is already happening. You get in decon suits, and these small arms can take out tanks. But you don't serve this out unless you're in a red-level total meltdown, already in nuclear war. Is that understood? That's what the manual said. 1990, they just said, you know what? Disregard all that. Have fun. Here it is. Use it. Use it. Use it. Oh, but it gets worse. Japanese debris to start hitting Western U.S. and Canada this week. Took it 6 months to get across. The thousands of houses, everything, covered with radiation, including plutonium that lasts a billion plus years. It's all coming to California, and they're not going to get a Geiger counter out there.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Last year, when it came out that it was melamine, it's now 2 years ago, in a lot of baby formula and stuff, and the Chinese executed the heads of the companies that did it. Our government just said, no recall, melamine is not bad for children. Every study, every report, kidney damage, kidney failure, brain damage, horrible. Our government just said it's good. DU's good, radiation's good. All of this stuff is good. They are openly telling you it's all good and wonderful. And my point is it's reached the point now of just craziness. And this is why cultures collapse. Civilizations pretty much always fall in because they develop a high level of agrarian technology, a super class gets fat, dumb, and happy, and divorced from reality, and start acting like Marie Antoinette, and the entire society collapses. And I just cannot be force-fed all this patriotic worship of the troops when they say stand at a football game or stand at church or wherever and worship the troops. And I want to get up and say, okay, I'm going to stand up and say they shouldn't be using DU. Shut up, unpatriotic. It's supposed to be a hollow, worthless system of patriotism towards the corrupt bankers. Not real patriotism. And that's what makes me sick about everyone getting off on the coffin and the dead troop and the crying and all this. But you tell these people, hey, you should actually worry about the troops in DU. Shut up, anti-war communist. And you're like, no, I really just want to warn people. Yeah, right. Why don't you go tell Bill Clinton how much you love him? Or you're like, hey, Obama's corrupt. Shut up, racist. I heard NPR this morning with guest after guest with horror as my wife was making breakfast for the children and I. And we're sitting there and she's listening to it and they're going, well, white people like Herman Cain because he speaks with kind of a black dialect and they like to make fun of black people. And I was like, what? And then another guy came on with the same talking point. Yeah, they like Herman Cain because, he sometimes messes up his English. Well, yeah, if you actually listen to some black folks that have a kind of a real American black dialect from the South or whatever, it actually just sounds like a redneck with just a little bit of a black accent. It is a pleasing sound to somebody who's used to that cadence, but it's not because he's black. It's because he sounds like a real regular guy. People like me because I sound like a regular guy. I'm not putting on some act, some polished Harvard thing like Obama does, and then he shows up at events and talks like, to black folks and then puts on some kind of black accent. Or Hillary in Kentucky. Get me here with you today. Glad to have you with me. And if she talked like that, that's fine. But she doesn't talk like that. It's a joke. Nothing drives me crazy when you go to a Mexican food restaurant with people, gringos or whatever, and the person comes over and goes, what would you like to eat? And they go, may I have taco, please? And the person's just looking at you going, what? Well, I mean, that's what Hillary does. Well, Herman Cain doesn't change how he sounds. That is something good. But he's a globalist. He's a good salesman. He's still a globalist. Folks, David Icke's coming up. I got masses of news on war, economy, the euro, they say may collapse. Yeah, collapse under the banker takeover. But first, I want to point out that I'm offering 18 of my films, all the films I have on DVD, for $99.95, a $260. Comes out to something, you look it up on the website, a $260 value, $260 off, it's $300 and something normally, $99.95, everything special, all the DVDs, and it comes with bumper stickers and Citizen Rulebook, all available Yeah, so there's the actual numbers. It's a $259 off, and normally it's $359. So you save $259. Your price, $99.95, and your purchase supports our transmission. And finally, I want to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. Has a whole new line of jeans in all the styles for men and women. Go to gussetclothing.com and take a look at great American-made product. From the field to the factory, all Diamond Gusset Jeans are made right here in America. Whether you're looking for boot cut, slim fit, motorcycle jeans, they got it all. Check them out at gussetclothing.com or 888-8-GUSSET.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to get David Icke's breakdown of what's happening in Iran. I'll give you the latest news on that front. We're going to get David Icke, who has protested and demonstrated and been a fighter against child abuse, ritual child abuse in England and in the U.S. He's going to be joining us. He'll also talk about the situation at Penn State and the latest developments on that front. Also, there's some incredible police state developments. The health department tyrants raid local farm to force a fork-to-farm dinner picnic to stop. Some friends for a few years invite other local farmers and ranchers. This is what we've always done in the country. Now all the old folks have died off, but that's pretty much what always happened at our ranch. To bring their own food and to barbecue it outside and to cook it and to make ice cream right there on the spot. Now you do that, it's a gathering. And they of course, raid them with guns and the rest of it. So that's how they operate now. First, they said, you got to have a permit for this. So they got the permit, and then still they came. It's the latest case of extreme government food tyranny and one that is sure to have you reeling in anger and disgust. Health department officials, not servants, recently conducted a raid in Quail Hollow Farm, an organic community-supported agriculture co-op, basically, in southern Nevada. They can't have that. Can't have folks actually making their own food. During its special farm-to-fork picnic dinner put out for guests, and the agent who arrived on the scene ordered that all the fresh, locally produced and pasture-raised meat that was intended for the meal be destroyed. I mean, we shoot deer and butcher them and then barbecue them right there on the spot. Guess you can't do that because you're a prisoner. Just like you can't have a garden at your house and you can't sell lemonade. You're a prisoner of the globalist system. You've got to be fully domesticated. You can't get self-sufficient. For about 5 years now, Quail Hollow Farm has been growing organic produce and raising healthy pasture-based animals, which it provides to members of part of its CSA program. And it recently held its first annual. I guess it's first annual. It goes on. I guess they've had some of these meetings before, but it's the first official farm-to-fork dinner event, which offered guests an opportunity to tour the farm, meet those responsible for growing, raising the food, and, of course, partake in sharing a meal composed of the delicious bounty with others. But when the Southern Nevada Health District got word of the event, decided to get involved, a simple gathering of friends and neighbors around a giant family-style picnic table quickly became a convenient target for the heavy hand of the out-of-control government agency. And Mount and Laura Belliso, the owners and operators of Quail Hollow Farm, were unprepared for what would happen next. And it goes on to say that without a cause or without a warrant, they came in and ordered it. Not even a court order, just nothing. We're God, do it. We have firearms. And it goes on that they showed up and did all of this, even though she went and jumped in the hoops and got the permit. So that's the kind of news I have. Here's another one. CDC forced to admit false raw milk death linked after misrepresenting stats. They're lying there. Turns out most people that died from H1N1 were actually dying from MRSA plague across the U.S. That came out yesterday. Also, the feds are moving against mainline vitamins and minerals. It's just incredible what's going on. So we've got some of that news. But David Icke is coming up to talk about a host of issues with us, namely Iran, the global economy, why are the elites obsessed with rituals, as the Associated Press is reporting, going on at the pyramid. David Icke on 11-11-11 today. And then Bob Chapman, as always, will be joining us For the last 55 minutes of the third hour today. Then I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, at PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, it has all the special reports that are being added now almost daily. Incredible, never-before-seen interviews. All my films, the nightly news show that we bust our hinds to bring you that's extremely informative and commercial-free, basically. We're going to add commercials soon when it actually goes on television. But PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're not a member, we got 15-day free trial running right now. It ends at the end of the month. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is under the weather, but he has still agreed to join us. We really appreciate it. David Icke of DavidIcke.com, former head of the Green Party in England, former champion goalie in soccer, former top BBC sports news presenter, who kind of had his Saul of Tarsus moment on the road to Damascus, knocked off his horse, and basically got this download of info, as he describes it, about the world, about world government, about the bizarre activities of the elite, about global pedophile rings. Well, now, so many years later, so much of what David Icke has talked about has come true. You know, David obviously has the controversial, but some view that it's basically an off-world or interdimensional thing. You know, the snake of the Bible is real, and that's basically what we think of as the devil, and that they are feeding off dark energy. They do come to kill, steal, and destroy. And some would say, well, how is that any different from what, you know, people see? What Christians say is pretty weird. My point is, from my research, and, you know, I was critical of David 12 years ago. I was asked by David Icke, and I said he has a lot of great information. But then, you know, it could discredit all this other real stuff he talks about, because he then brings in things like this. But years later, I realized just having an open discussion is what's important. And we've been lied to so much. Who knows what's real? You know, I stick to what I can totally prove, because people can't even believe stuff that's on record and admitted, much less things that David Icke, talking to different Aboriginal tribes around the world, have this belief. It's not just Christians. It's not just the Jews. If you go back to the original text or the Sumerians, there's definitely a lot of weird stuff going on. The pyramids, why are the elites into numerology, into the occult? But I can say this, the elite believe they're worshiping a spiritual entity. The elite are into bloodletting and ritual and pain. The elite believe that they are serving the devil, Lucifer, whatever you want to call it. So from my research, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, that's 100%. And I want to get into Iran. I want to get into this huge buildup, all the things that are coming together with David Icke today. But first, I wanted to bring up child ritual abuse, because David, going back almost 20 years ago, would talk about this and be laughed at. He'd write books about it, saying all these big elites are involved, you know, all the big churches, all the big. And then no one was saying that then. And then it all came out. All came out. The Boy Scouts, the Vatican, other big church arms, Church of England, the big children's charities, the Texas Youth Commission, the Texas Rangers exposed, rape rooms, torture, gladiatorial fighting, all of it covered up. The point is, you scratch anywhere now and you find this. And so why are they into this? What's going on? Now you have the Penn State thing. You have the head coach getting a criminal lawyer. We now learn the police knew for 18 years this was going on. Now it's being reported that donors were brought in. Well, obviously, the guy's in there raping children who are part of the Second Mile, charity, helping the disadvantaged children, in quotes. He's raping them in the field house that, you know, has people in it 24 hours a day at a major college 365 days a year in broad daylight. That's because they believe they were protected. So the other question is, why is this coming out now? Is it being used to blackmail others? So David Icke is here in the U.S. He's going to be speaking in several places. You can may still be able to get tickets. It usually sells out. Find out more at davidicke.com. But first off, David, you've been on this all along. And again, now it's coming out everywhere. CPS, DynCorp, Halliburton, mainstream news, kidnapping children worldwide. They don't get in any trouble. Congressional hearings about it. No one gets in trouble. I mean, this is how, what is going on? Because you called it first, David. What is going on?
Hello, Alex. Well, sorry about my voice today. I've been struggling since we last spoke and with my health, but I'm just coming out of it now, so I can talk to you, thank goodness, just about. I couldn't before this morning. But yes, this is a very important area. You see, you know, when people talk about the fact that you go so far and then you won't go any further, or you go too far and or you go far too far and all the rest of it. My philosophy from day one, 21 years ago, when I consciously started investigating this, was I wanted to know what was going on. I wasn't interested in confirming my belief system or confirming my preconceived idea. I wanted to know what was going on. And to do that, you have to suspend a preconceived idea. Because if you don't, then that will edit and censor your information as you are going along this line. And a lot of people with a very fixed religious beliefs will get to a point and they'll say, well, the information is pushing me here, but if I go any further, then my religious belief in all the detail that I've accepted it is going to be possibly undermined, possibly going to be challenged, so I ain't going there. And what you need is a completely open mind, not a naive mind, which will say, someone said it, so it must be true. You filter it, you question it, you check it, you double check it, but you're open. You don't reject things by reflex action. And when you do that, the information speaks to you by the nature of the repeating stories, the repeating accounts, the repeating situations. And, you know, to get deep into this straight away, Alex, that you're talking about in terms of, you know, why this child abuse, I've written about this for a long, long time in some detail. And it does come from what we were talking about last time, mate, which is there are these entities operating outside human sight, what we call visible light, within the electromagnetic spectrum. Because, like I said last time, the amount, the frequency range that we can decode into what we see as the visual world is tiny. As someone rightly said, humans are basically blind compared with what there is to see in this universe. And we eat food. And it appears to be solid food. But what it is energy. You know, this universe, the base construct of this universe is vibrational information. It's what they call waveform information. Waveform has as mainstream science will tell you, has the ability to hold fantastic amounts of information. And another level of this universe is electrical. It's an electrical level of the universe. Another level is digital. This is where numerology comes in and all this stuff. And then the level that we actually experience as the solid world is holographic, illusory, physical. It seems to be three-dimensional, it seems to be physical, but it's not. It's an illusion of the way we decode reality. Now, all these different levels of the universe, vibrational, electrical, digital, holographic, are all the same information. They're all expressions of the same information. They just take different forms. It's like someone in a yellow dress hands information to someone in a red T-shirt, someone in a blue coat. The information looks different, you know, electrical and vibrational and digital and holographic, but it's the same information. So what we call food, solid food, is actually energy. It's an energetic field. That's
sure,
what it is.
Sure, and that's cyberspace.
Where I'm going with this, Alex, is that these entities feed not from the solid level of food that we perceive it. They feed directly from energy. They get their sustenance from energy. And as I've found over all these years of full-time research, is that these entities want human energy of children before puberty takes place, because we perceive puberty as a hormonal change. That's what's happening in what you might call the holographic arena, the conscious arena that we experience every day. But what it's an expression of is a change in the base energy field at the waveform level. And after that, it's not as pure, it's not as ideal for them.
And that's why every culture in known human history wants to sacrifice children.
Yes, exactly. And it's all about the child's energy before puberty. Now, these pedophiles in all these elite positions, the vast overwhelming majority of them are these hybrid bloodlines that I talked about last time we had a chat recently. They are a hybrid bloodline which has a greater infusion of genetics from these entities which take a reptilian form. And as a result of this genetic compatibility, again, holographic compatibility at that level, there is a vibrational compatibility which makes these hybrid bloodlines much more powerfully possessable by these entities than the general run of the population.
All right, let me stop you for a moment, because we've got a lot of new listeners today. We're on all across the country, a lot of new affiliates. Okay, let me just keep an open mind here. I read Genesis, and it talks about God destroying the life on the earth because these entities had come in and destroyed the genetics or the seed, and only Noah was perfect in his genetic generations. Then I read that in every other culture says similar things. Then I look at the elite who are at the Great Pyramid today trying to, you know, get its energy. They're into this stuff. They at least believe it. Then I think about Christians. They say demons are these fallen entities that are here on the earth, but you can't see them, and they love pain and destruction, and that they're there trying to screw up our lives. You're just saying that's real, basically, because you're saying reptoids, but you're saying they're interdimensional, so that's basically what the Christians say.
Yeah, this is an interesting point, Alex, and a very important one, because, you know, I've been saying this for so long over the years. So many people are arguing with each other. Well, when you break it down, the fundamentals are the same. What Christians call fallen angels, the Nephilim, the demons, are what the Muslims call the jinn. And the Jews have their own names for it as well. And it's what I call the reptilians or the non-human entities, the interdimensional entities. And when you look at the story in the Garden of Eden, I mean, it's a symbolic story which can be found in other cultures all around the world. Just, do people really think that the snake in the Garden of Eden was a snake that could talk, you know, going along the ground? This is all symbolism. And this, funny enough, I was watching a series on the History Channel only this very week, which is called Ancient Aliens, the Series. And one of them I watched was all about the evidence, which I've been putting out for all these years, of the fact that there were non-human entities talked about in all the ancient cultures that interbred with humans, creating a hybrid bloodline. These Christians out there, these are the sons of God who interbred with the daughters of men. It comes up everywhere. And these entities are therefore possessible, because there is a greater genetic and vibrational frequency compatibility between the possessing entity and the possessed hybrid bloodline. And what happens is that these pedophiles, and it's in the genetics, they are attracted to sex with children. And what these entities want, operating outside of human sight and the conscious mind frequency range, they want children's energy. And you know, it's sick, but let's get down to this. What is happening when the pedophile is having sex with the child is that the entity is using the pedophile as a conduit to suck the energy of the child to itself. It's energy vampiring. That's what's happening to these kids. And that's why, as you quite rightly talked about a few minutes ago, Alex, but this child abuse is everywhere.
What about my instinct to want to...
lift the lid and the cesspit is staggering.
Well, that's what I was about. What about my instinct? Every bone in my body wants to beat these people's brains out. I mean, I have to control myself And I don't know why others don't have the instinct to want to go after these people, whoever, whatever. And I remember you like 15, 16 years ago talking about the royal bloodline out of Transylvania and all those legends.
Right.
And then now it's in the British news that, oh, royalty just a few hundred years ago was eating people's brains and body parts. And Prince Charles does trace himself back to their original royalty to Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula. And it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. So even if this stuff isn't completely real spiritually, at least at that level, which you're saying is interdimensional, they think they are. I mean, you get into all the iconography of the British royalty and the things they're into. I know just recently you went and protested bravely. Now it's come out in the Canadian news that half the foster children that they take die from the native tribes, and reportedly they're killing them. And this is in the news that half of them are dying. I mean, my God, how big is this?
It's massive because they have an insatiable desire for the energy of children, and thus they need massive numbers of children. For instance, Belgium, which is a small country in Europe, is a massive center for paedophilia and Satanism. Why? Because it's the base in Brussels for NATO and the base in Brussels for the European Commission that runs the European Union. Therefore, these elite people gather in Belgium in very, very large numbers as a matter of course of their work, and thus there is a massive demand for children in Belgium as a result. It's absolutely extraordinary.
And for those that don't know, tell them about the cases where the police won't help kids in the cages who they kill. It's all come out and millions have marched over it.
Well, this is the point. If you look at the pyramidal structure of everything, where everything is a pyramid and a pyramid within a pyramid, and how they're compartmentalized. So the vast majority of people in a pyramid, be it the police or social services, the child protection or whatever, they're compartmentalized to the point where they only have to know as much as they need to know to do their individual job. They don't know how it all fits together. And when you look at these pyramids, you don't have to control many positions within the police and within social services to stop an investigation going ahead into this stuff, or to target someone and cover it up. You only have to cover those positions that have the power to decide if the investigation is going to go ahead or not. See, what happened, this is a classic in Belgium. There was an investigator who got on the case of this guy, Mark Dutroux, who was found to have killed children and had kids in cages under the stairs and everything. And he got on it early. As we know, with many of these things, like false flags, the information really is most vulnerable to come out immediately after it's happened, before they've got the lid on. Well, this guy, very quickly, a genuine man, started to connect, and he said this publicly, started to connect Dutroux to very senior elite people within the Belgian establishment. And he started talking about the fact that arrests were imminent. What did they do? They sacked him. They sacked him and under some spurious reason. And 300,000 people were on the streets of Brussels protesting. But they then put another guy in who completely put the lid on, and the whole thing was squashed. This is how it is. See, I exposed a guy called Ted Heath, who was Prime Minister of Britain between 1970 and 1974, who signed us into what is now the European Union, as a mega, mega child killer and Satanist and child abuser. And I put it in a book in 1998, and he was alive for a long time afterwards. Journalists rang him when it came out, read the passage to him, and all he said is, David Icke must be mad, and nothing else happened. I've been naming Father George Bush in exactly the same way since the mid-90s, and the thing is, the ratio of paedophiles, child abusers, and Satanists to positions are much more higher in the upper echelons than in the general population, because these bloodlines, these hybrids, operate in the upper cesspit, really. But you know what I mean, upper echelons of society. This is why there's so many paedophiles and Satanists among politicians and people that run the banking system, etc. In my last book, Alex, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, just before it went to print, I came across this document, detailed document, came out of Australia, and it claimed to be not a deathbed confession, because he agreed with it, but a deathbed expose of how Satanism runs the world, as he put it. And he was supposed to be a guy in a major satanic lodge in Sydney who died in 2004, and this stuff eventually came out. Well, I can't say if it was genuine or not. What I can say after 21 years of investigating this, but whoever wrote it had a stunningly accurate, detailed knowledge of Satanism. And he talked in there about how they bring politicians into this child abuse to actually entrap them so that they will, from that time onwards, never say no to anything they're told to introduce or campaign for or block.
Well, let me stop you right there, David. Last night on the Nightly News, I showed the images of George W. Bush kissing Jeff Gannon on the head and hugging him at press conferences, the male madam. I showed the Washington Times and News clips, CBS, where they admitted in the late 80s, early 90s, the call boy rings in the White House after midnight. Same thing happened under the last Bush. That all came out, the hundreds of visits. I showed mainstream news articles where Nixon admitted at Bohemian Grove it was a giant, quote, gay orgy, where they fly in the gay porn stars. All of this is there, and Nixon basically said, you've got to go there to become a made man in politics, even though he didn't like it. And now we see, the Happy Valley, the Sunny Valley, whatever name, what is it, Sunny Valley, Happy Valley? Happy Valley, there in Pennsylvania. And now we're learning exactly what I said on Monday. It's just like the Texas Youth Commission. It's across the board cover up. The police knew. They all knew. And now probably nobody else is going to go to jail but the one individual they've got to burn, because they can bring down the whole system with this information. And then you learn that it's these children's charities that these big charities for children who are above reproach, and the CPS, they can get away with bloody murder. And DynCorp is the biggest global contractor, Dave. I'm going to come back from break and talk about this, who's been caught, Chicago Tribune, kidnapping kids worldwide. Then they're the biggest private contractor in the U.S. as CPS taking kids. I mean, this is right out in the open.
Yes, this is a great amalgamation, a great tapestry of different organizations and different networks and different excuses that all have the same common theme, getting children into their control. This is why, as the insatiable desire for children increases, but now over the last little while, in America, in Britain, in increasing numbers of countries, they have a social services or so-called child protection, taking children from loving parents for the most outrageous, spurious reasons.
Stay there, let's talk about it. Yeah, CPS is literal Renfield vampire agents coming to get your kids.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, David Icke with us 5 minutes into the next hour. He's very gracious to have joined us, DavidIcke.com. Gracious because he's ill, and he's going to be speaking in several areas here in the United States. In fact, I'll get him to plug that here in a moment, but he's like I am. He's so busy trying to cover the info, he never even gets to basically what he's doing. But here's just two articles I saw today in my news stack. All over the United States, children as young as two are put on government school buses now, because now government's trying to make it mandatory that at age 2 to 3, your children are sent to government schools, so they totally have you. Here it is out of Houston Television. It says, 4-year-old left at wrong bus stop. And this is out of Channel 2 in Houston. 2 miles away, her 4-year-old son, and then she got all panicked, and they're saying that's not endangering the child. Well, it's endangering the child to give your child to the state at any age. These public schools are full of these predators. It's run by predators with a bunch of naive people around them. And then here's another article. But again, I saw an article a few weeks ago where, what was it, a 10-year-old was throwing a fit in the car. And so the mom said, get out and walk the last half mile. And they took the kid. They said, that's child abuse. I remember my mother plenty of times, if I was being bad, you know, saying, okay, we're a mile from home, go ahead and get out. I remember when I was 10 years old, her doing that. And that's a way of, okay, you won't shut up and stop doing that. or whatever you're arguing, just you walk home. But see, oh, I'm sitting up to your room without dinner because you know, stole cookies out of the cookie jar, whatever. Nowadays, they'll take your child for that. I have a video. It's going to go up at Infowars.com. I sent it to Paul. We're in Kentucky. It's divorce court, and the judge didn't even allege the parents did anything. He said, you're arguing with each other. You haven't agreed on this divorce. I'm just taking your kid. There are people that want your kids. I'm getting draconian, draco on you. He actually says draconian on you. And he says, I'm going to get violent with you. And he all gets on this weird power trip. And these family court judges were set up about 110 years ago in England and the U.S. as eugenics judges. They could say, I'm ordering you sterilized. It's all done outside law. And they've been violating the Constitution for a long time. But here's another article, Daily Mail. Government doctors gave 1,500 children as young as five chemical kosh. And I guess that's a mix of different. It says chemical kosh with anti-psychotic drugs, an investigation by Channel 4 found. Well, they're drugging newborn babies now. So it's all about abusing children, and every wicked tyranny has been. And as David Icke was saying, who can deny now? Who can deny now that every major institution out there gets busted raping kids or worse? And that every institution, big one, is covering it up? These people are probably 1% of the population or less. I actually went and looked up some of the statistics last night. They estimate it's less than 1%. Why are they running everything? Because that's where they can get away with it. They can only get away with it in the power positions. And every culture ends up being run by a priest class that demands that they be able to chop your children up. Every culture. This is the curse of humanity. And it's not a normal human activity. David Icke, you have the floor, my friend. Continue with where this is going and why you think they're bringing this out now. I asked you during the break, and we concur. And then let's get into Iran and the huge acceleration that's happening right now. What's happening with the euro, all of it. David Icke.
Well, you see, this is coming out now in some ways, I guess, as you've indicated yourself, as maybe a warning to others, you know, this is what happens when you, you know, if you don't do what we say or whatever. And it can also be coming out because it is so prevalent. It is so massive. I mean, you know, I've been calling the Church of Rome, the Roman Catholic Church as it is now, the Church of Babylon relocated for decades. And it is. And it's provable fact. It was relocated to Rome. And they changed the name and changed a few names in the story. It was basically the same. And they were doing this, sacrificing children and abusing children in Babylon and Mesopotamia and all that stuff, all those thousands of years ago. And thus, the Church of Babylon relocated is probably, I mean, wherever I go, I was in Australia just very recently, and the stories are running in Australia about children being raped and abused by Roman Catholic clergy and priests in Australia. It's everywhere. And when you are the Church of Babylon relocated, and you are operating along the same lines and the same techniques and the same methods that you have for thousands of years, then of course, you're going to be a haven for the abuse of children. And in that document that I mentioned by this Satanist in Australia, a deathbed kind of document that he wrote, he said about the way that politicians were pulled into this, that this is a direct quote, politicians are introduced by a carefully graded set of criteria and situations that enable them to accept that their victims will be, quote, our little secret. Young children sexually molested and physically abused by politicians worldwide are quickly used as sacrifices. In Australia, the bodies are hardly ever discovered, for Australia is still a wilderness. And what I've found over the years in this intensive research is that in the populated countries, in Europe and North America, etc., although it's obviously there's a lot of wilderness land still of a time in America, but they control the crematoria system. They control the medical system, which does the people that do the postmortems, etc. They cover every single base. And you know, there was that guy who was the Son of Sam killer in New York called David Berkowitz, and he was the serial killer, yes. And he admitted it. He went to jail for it. But then he started a correspondence with a Christian minister in which he's explained that, yes, David Berkowitz, he did it. He did kill those people, but he was doing it to, as a front for a satanic coven in New York. And he said this, very telling quote, "Satanists are peculiar people. They aren't ignorant peasants and semi-literate natives. Rather, their ranks are filled with doctors, lawyers, businessmen, and basically highly responsible citizens. They are not a careless group who are apt to make mistakes, but they are secretive and bonded together by a common need and desire to mete out havoc in society. It was Aleister Crowley, of course, a very famous Satanist, who said, I want blasphemy, murder, rape, revolution, anything bad. And what these people have the ability to do is live their lives with a stunning schizophrenia. There was a lady some years ago now who was interviewed on the Oprah Winfrey show who talked about the fact that she was brought up in a satanic family in Chicago, of course, where Obama and Emmanuel and all these people came from, and that during the day, they were pillars of the establishment. They were pillars of society. And then at night, everything changed. She said, but at night, what was bad during the day was good. What was good during the day was bad. She talked about being forced to witness children being sacrificed, animals being sacrificed, and all the abuse.
Well, they had brood mothers.
This stuff is happening. It's real.
Well, sure, they had brood mothers. But let me just go back and back up what you just said. Nationwide, hospitals have been caught killing people for their organs. My dad told me about this before it was ever on the news, because he's a dentist, he knows physicians. He said, don't sign your organ donor card when you go in to get your driver's license. And I'm like, yeah, right. I go, why? And he goes, well, they don't, a lot of places will actually let you die. If you come in for something minor, they'll kill you. He goes, that's what I've been told by people. And I said, do you have specifics? He goes, no, but doctors don't sign their organ donor card. Then it came out on 60 Minutes, and the biggest place was Chicago, but it turned out Austin's been caught doing it and taking people's retinas and killing people that could have been saved and taking blood for 40 years worldwide of all babies. It's now 40 years next month. 40 years, a global UN program. They tell you it's a blood test for your baby. Now they admit it goes into this global database. It shows how it's this, I mean, Rick Perry comes out and says, it's the law, you must take Gardasil. And the whole media goes along with the lie saying, it's the law, it's the law. I mean, their lies are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And more, I think they're just exposing all the pedophilia to where we just hear it every day and get accustomed to it. They're really just flopping around in front of us.
Well, that whole thing about getting used to it is very, very relevant. That is right. There are people now in these organizations that connect in with children and young people who are talking about the sexual rights of children. And another thing, you know, all this pat-down stuff in airports, it's getting people used to, and children getting used to the fact that this is normal for this to be done. It's all part of the preparation to push this on where they really want it to go. But the organs thing is another very relevant story, because, you know, we had an infamous scandal at a Liverpool hospital called Alder Hey some years ago now, where they found that thousands of babies' organs, of babies who died at the hospital, are being kept and not, you know, and being retained. And you look at the blood banks, you know, the blood transfusion banks. There's another way that these people get blood. I mean, it will go into it now, but I mean, I go into my books. There's a reason why these people drink blood and actually need to. But it's massive. And what we're now beginning to see is the scale of it, because all that's been hidden now is starting to come out. I mean, I said 21 years ago, there is an energetic change coming, which is like a hand going into the cesspit and pulling it to the surface and saying, this is what's been going on. And I was talking about this 21 years ago, and it's happening. Not only is it affecting people in the sense that they're awakening to aspects and kind of views of themselves.
Oh, the awakening is exploding. No one can deny it now.
The point is, Alex, that the other thing, about apart from the awakening, is it's pulling to the surface all this stuff that they've hidden all this time, that there is a very positive thing going on here. Look at the things that we know now that we didn't know a year ago. We didn't know 5 years ago, 10, 20 years ago, we knew virtually nothing. And it's happening. And in some ways, yes, they let things out for a certain reason for themselves here and there. Yes, that does happen. But it's also this. There are so many leaks in the dike that the little boy in short trousers is running out of fingers. And therefore, it's starting to come out. We're starting to get an understanding of the truly grotesque world that has been going on all around us while we were watching the game shows and the sport.
I agree with you, but there's the universal law for every action. There's an equal and opposite reaction. The evil has now swollen to where the roaches aren't hiding behind the walls and coming out at night. They're running over you when you're sitting there on the couch. They're now telling you that they're the boss, and so that's finally getting people to wake up. What do you make of all over Europe, all over France, all over the United States, Canada, everywhere they're having radiation releases? AP is reporting, Nuke Agency reports unusual radiation in Europe. It's isotopes associated with fission or meltdown. And they're now saying DU is good for the troops. They're using it everywhere. There is an attempt, and I've had Dr. Busby, who's a chemical physicist, on, and he says a lot of his colleagues believe it's an attempt to reduce fertility because nothing works better than radiation. But the point is, this can't just be accidents. Suddenly, the radiation's being released everywhere. What's going on with that? There seems to be an agenda to radiate the planet.
Well, that's an interesting point, because I've gone into this in some detail in my new book, Remember Who You Are, coming out in January. And I'm talking about this in Cleveland, Ohio, on tomorrow, Saturday, and then in New York next Sunday. This comes into my 10-hour presentation, because I've been ticking off for years and years and years the continual increase in the irradiation that humans are being subjected to. Even radiation of food is being pushed up the so-called safe limit, but it wasn't safe to start with. And, you know, this is why. I go into this in some detail in the new book particularly. When Fukushima happened, I looked at it and I thought, this release of radiation is such a gift to this agenda that I can't believe it's an accident. And I explain why it wasn't an accident. Actually, it was done deliberately. And that's why virtually nothing's been done about it. It's pouring out now. But why? They want to change. I mean, this is going far out for many people. But hey, let's go there and let's see what you think. I've been coming to the conclusion for quite a time now that there is an attempt to change the atmosphere of the planet. Now, there is a vibrational...
No, wait a minute. The White House science czar admits they've had a giant chemtrailing operation with barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other things, and that the, quote, testing's been secret, and that all the old-timers who tested it and said what it was were 100% right. They call it geoengineering the globe. They admit it's secret. They've got antenna farms, they now admit. They're spraying things. They're playing God.
Yeah, well, all that you've mentioned comes together in what I'm saying. They want to change the atmosphere of the planet because these entities have a problem vibrationally because they're on a slightly different frequency, or some of them are actually in our frequency and live within the Earth and interact with the elite in these underground bases. But another problem they have, which they want to eradicate, is the atmosphere of our planet is not right for them. So they're changing it. And what they're doing also is that you've been talking about this for a long time. They want a dramatic reduction in the global population. And they want, a billion people maybe to serve them. And they know that there will be a certain amount of humanity that will genetically mutate to be okay with a more irradiated atmosphere. And thus, they're the ones they'll want to keep as the slaves. And those that are taken out as a result, well, they want them taken out anyway.
Well, David, that's actually what all the scientific magazines, they say nothing we do is unnatural. Any crossing of species. If we release more radiation, those that evolve will just live. When we merge you with machines, too bad. They're already selling that attitude, and now everywhere saying, we the elite are a separate species. I see it on magazines everywhere. They're saying humanity is splitting into two.
Yes, and they want to develop a mutated humanity that will take the atmosphere that they want to bring in, the change they want to bring in. They're bringing it, my goodness. You know, HAARP's not just bouncing radio waves off the ionosphere. It's punching holes in it, therefore letting cosmic radiation in that shouldn't get
it's
in.
It's worse than that. Did you know carbon dioxide is the lowest that it's ever been recorded, and that it's been hundreds of times higher before, just the last few hundred thousand years, 14 times higher, and they're waging war against it, and they're reporting plants aren't getting the carbon dioxide they need, and its levels are dropping, what, from 0.390 to 0.0360. Again, it's like a science fiction movie. You couldn't.
let me bring up that science fiction movie scenario to you, because the first Arrival movie starring Charlie Sheen had the theme of reptilian-type entities who had taken over NASA, who had taken over the positions of power, and were changing the atmosphere so they could live here because the atmosphere didn't suit them as it was. And that theme is exactly what is happening. I had a...
tell you what, stay there, David. This is we got to get into Iran. This is some wild stuff. All right, David's going to be with us for 15 minutes of the next hour, then Bob Chapman on the incredible economic developments. Now, again, David has predicted with precision the euro, the collapse of that, the bringing in of a super union 20 years ago. I mean, so much of his regular analysis is so spot on. That's the dichotomy with people, because then he gets into all this other stuff. But when you look at it, they got a secret terraforming program, geoengineering. The elites are always into weird, bizarre stuff. Tony Blair flops around in the morning and is possessed by the spirit of the light. That's like BBC News. They've got weird power pyramids built all over the world. I mean, the elites are really into this stuff. They believe. I mean, how many rock and roll stars say they believe they're possessed by something? Whatever's going on, the elites do believe they're doing this, whether it's real or not. Now, David, you had some other points you wanted to make. We were just talking about the TSA. Then we'll get into Iran. Then we'll get into all the other issues. And the economy and the euro and what's and where you see that going. But you were bringing up the TSA, and I was saying the point that they're training kids to be groped. That's been admitted. And yeah. Child psychologists say this is terrible. A. B, I'm being groped by strangers. B, they're getting killed themselves. But C, they are almost psychically, vampirically getting off on the groping. I've witnessed it. They like forcing it on you.
Well, you see... just one very, very quick point, just to finish off the atmosphere thing. Obviously, Fukushima is a wonderful example of how you can change the atmosphere by you know, exploding one of these things. And I came across a lady, an Oxford don called Dr. Kitty Little back in the 90s, who worked extensively in the British nuclear industry at a high level. And she told me back in the 90s that the House of Rothschild, the Rothschilds were the ones that brought in nuclear power and ensured that it became used to the extent that it is. And so they've created these nuclear bombs, in effect, all over the world, ready to go off whenever they choose. So it is all systematic, this radiation thing. But again, talking about radiation, another form of irradiating us are people that now fly without taking the pat down. And one of the ironies is, I've said many times, you know, these people in uniform, they think they have power, but they don't. In fact, they're pawns in a game. I mean, the TSA people are just the civilian, well, almost civilian, it's more military, but they're almost the civilian version of Kissinger talking about troops being dumb, stupid animals to be used in U.S. foreign policy. Because while they think they have power and they're enforcing themselves upon people, they're going down like ninepins. I mean, I've got into this in the new book with cancers, leukemias, and strokes. Boston Logan, for instance, one of the 9/11 airports, is a real cluster for it. And they're going down because I've said to people as I go through these TSA things, I said, you know, you're irradiating the people, but you do know that you're being irradiated cumulatively every day when you come on every shift. And it cumulatively has this effect on them. And so they're getting killed. And the other thing is that I noticed some time ago, Alex, that in Britain and around the world, but Britain, because I've lived there and I've seen the change, but a very, very different type of person in uniform and person in dark suit administration was you know, being employed, and the nature of the police, the personality of the police, of airport security, of government administration, was changing. And I wondered, you know, I know they've done it, but how have they done it? And what I realized is that they do something called, among other things, something called psychometric testing, which is a way of asking questions, like in job interviews, to glean the person's
No, it's on record. They hired dumb, power-seeking thugs and control freaks and moron Dudley Do-Rights.
Yeah, and the two characteristics they're after, and anybody who's been interacting with law enforcement and government administration and the TSA and stuff will understand this. One is a narcissistic personality, which is described as a psychological condition characterized by self-preoccupation, lack of empathy, the repeating...
David, stay there. Back in 60 seconds, davidicke.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, you've got a real opportunity to hear an amazing 10-hour presentation. That doesn't even mean you have to agree with it all, but it'll certainly get you thinking. Normally, all his shows sell out. In fact, the one in last year in New York totally did. A huge group of people. I think there's a few tickets left for that at davidicke.com. But the Cleveland one, he was telling me, hadn't been promoted a ton, so it's actually got quite a few tickets left. Go to davidicke.com if you want to hear him speak tomorrow. If you live in that area, anywhere around Cleveland, be able to hear David Icke speak. David, continuing, you got cut off by the break. Do you remember what you were bringing up?
Yeah, I was. I was talking about these personality types that they have systematically targeted for the uniform and dark suit professions. Narcissist, a psychological condition characterized by self-preoccupation, lack of empathy, and unconscious deficits in self-esteem. And it's the unconscious deficits in self-esteem that cause these people to act absolutely over the top. When you challenge them, it's like, how dare you challenge me? You know, people getting tasered for just asking for the law that they're being arrested under. And the other one is the psychopath, which is very close. A person with an antisocial personality disorder manifested in aggressive, perverted, criminal, or immoral behavior without empathy, here we go again, or remorse. And of course, all over America and increasingly around the world, you're seeing exactly that type of personality in the uniform professions, policing, you know, protests and peaceful protests and what have you, and with their brutality. And it's been systematically done. See, they don't, when you want to control the population, you don't want to employ people to enforce your will, who have a conscience. That's your worst nightmare. You want people who get it. You've described it, mate, who get a kick from enforcing these things upon other people. That's why they're targeting these personalities, and there's business transformation of the personality in the police around the world from the old school. And any of those that remain, then their daily life must be a nightmare when they live among this stuff now, to this psychopathic, narcissistic, brutal control freak that we see increasingly in uniform.
Well, I tell you, I should do a news report on this, because over the years I've seen the articles, I've read it. Every time I mention it, people don't believe me. But you can find mainstream news. We're going back about 20 years under federal grants. They will not hire officers with over 100 IQ. That's where it starts. Then they have these specialized psychological tests that are between 500 and 1,200 questions, and they can actually, and they say, oh, we're identifying if you're a liar or whatever. No, they are identifying. Before, they wanted tough guys that would follow orders and wanted to protect people. You know, in the old days, it was, you weren't in too many fistfights in high school or whatever. You know, your family doesn't, you know, you don't come from tough guys, we don't want you. Or you know, but now it's, they literally want people that relish dominating. And that's why I've been in New York and places and seen women walk over and go, officer, what, do you know where this is? Do I look like a phone book? I ought to arrest you right now. I mean, yeah. It is just outrageous. They want you to know you are trash. We are God.
Yeah, like the guy walking down from his shift at Los Angeles Airport was banging his chest like Godzilla, shouting, I have the power. This is the mentality that we're dealing with, and it's been systematically done, and therefore the relationship, the dynamic between law enforcement and police and government and police has now dramatically changed, and they want to push us down this road even to more extreme levels, because they want their new world order enforced by thuggery. And we're seeing it now. And it's not in the future. It's sometime never over the rainbow. We're living it.
Well, Hitler, with his brown shirts, hired all the criminals. Stalin unleashed them all out of the prisons and made them commanders.
It's exactly the same principle. You know, what you see is a blueprint. I see blueprints everywhere. And, of course, if you get something that works, well, why change it? So, therefore, it becomes a blueprint. Therefore, you can see it through the generations and in different historical situations. It's absolutely the same. It's absolutely the same as what happened in Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia and the Soviet Union that followed. That's exactly the blueprint, the Chinese blueprint. It happens there in a very
incredible
way, obviously.
If I was a film director, and I was doing central casting for a dystopic nightmare future for a checkpoint. I'll finish the story when we come back. David Icke, we'll get into Iran straight.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're doing a few more minutes with David Icke, author, researcher, former head of the UK Green Party. We got into some pretty wild issues, but the globalists are doing crazy things, so who knows? But we were talking about how, on record now, they psychologically profile police to be narcissistic people that want to dominate, and then they also then profile for psychopaths to put them, what they call them, high-functioning psychopaths, in the command positions. Now, they haven't completed this conversion yet, but they're starting to get close. And Hitler, of course, hired a bunch of thugs, the brown shirts. We talked about what happened with Stalin opening up the prisons and putting aggravated felons and rapists and murderers in command positions. This is what tyrants do. And you were mentioning that it's a blueprint. And it is. They hired the former head of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, to set up Homeland Security. That's on record. You can't make this stuff up. But if I was doing central casting, David, for a dystopic future America under a police state, I would in casting, I would hire thuggish-looking, crazy-eyed-looking, mean people who would have, you know, slit, you know, their eyebrows down, looking through slits, hatefully, when families drive up to a checkpoint. You know, it's not enough to have them in black uniforms strutting around like third-world countries. They've got to be looking at you with hate. And, man, you pull up to these warrantless checkpoints now. I've actually pulled up to them, but they've got them all over the country. And they'll tell you, get out of that car, get over there. I mean, and you watch them. And I've been in New York and seen the Hercules teams, guys in black uniforms with their guns. They just get off and everybody looking at them. They'll sit there for 10 hours just getting off and everyone's scared of me. I'm powerful. It looks clownish to those of us that are real men and realize just what a pile of weak cowardice they are. You can see the weakness right there in front of you. You know, I mean, a real man wants to defend humanity and is strong. They don't want to stand around and bug their eyes out and you know, cops ordering people around. And I've been in New York a few months ago, and there was a parade out there when I went for a walk, and they were just barking at people and looking at everyone. I mean, if I made a dystopic movie, David, it could not, if the police acted this thuggish and hateful towards the public, and it's not like this in all cities, you wouldn't believe the movie because it would be too over the top. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have reached the level of almost it being farcical. It's a B movie we're living through, and these people are emotional cripples. You know, people who are deeply, deeply insecure have to externalize their sense of success. So, you know, people who have security or are secure within themselves, they're happy just to live their lives. They don't need people constantly confirming how powerful they are or how important they are or successful they are. And so the insecure people, they're the ones that drive down the down the street at 5 miles an hour in the, you know, in the Bentley so everyone could see them and all that stuff, because they need externalized confirmation that they're okay people. This is why people want more and more money. Oh, we've got a bigger house. And, oh, yeah, they're externalizing their insecurity. And you get the same process with these emotional cripples in uniform. They're externalizing their sense of self, because by frightening people and intimidating people and watching the people being intimidated, they get their sense of power, their sense of how big they are, because they're just pathetic. I mean, they are little boys in short trousers. That's what I see. The school, the playground bully. You know, I had a childhood experience with a playground bully, which actually taught me a lot about the rest of my life, actually. And I, so, you know, I remember it. You know, and what happened, short story, or long story short, is the playground bully turned out to be a coward. And that's what these people are behind all this stuff. And when you challenge them in the most, you know, pleasant way, the taser comes out, or this comes out, you know, the aggression comes, because they cannot stand their apparently massive, but actually very, very fragile ego being challenged. And this is the mentality. And because I've traveled so much, it's everywhere. It was they did the same to protesters in Melbourne and Sydney while I was in Australia in very recent days. The same mentality is being employed all over the world because it's a global blueprint.
It is. I mean, that's the proof. Now they admit there's global standardization and global in Australia to the UK to Canada, the US. They take blood for now 40 years secretly. Standardization of the electronics. This is global. This is global blueprint.
Yeah, and it's very simple, the way they've done it. I explain this in my talks and my books. What they've created, Alex, is the global version of a transnational corporation. The headquarters at operational level is in Europe, in places like Belgium, City of London, Rome, Germany, France, and to an extent America, but not as much as you think. You know, what they've done with America is they've set America up as four guys, so America fires the bullets, but they're overwhelmingly loaded in Europe.
Yeah, we've always been the big enemy because we went against them for a short period. We're set up to take all the blame, pay for everything, and then be destroyed.
Exactly that. That's exactly the story. If you look at McDonald's, they have a headquarters in Europe, and then they have subsidiaries in all around the world. And the subsidiary has to impose the corporate global blueprint of the headquarters.
The corporate vision, the corporate message, the corporate handbook.
Yeah. You go into McDonald's in Moscow or Johannesburg or Sydney or London, and you go into the same McDonald's. Now, what these people, this cabal has set up is exactly the same, but it's a secret societies and bloodline families. So you've got the headquarters in Europe, what I call the spider, and it dictates the global agenda and the timeline for its unfolding. Then, in each country, you've got a network of bloodline families under different names and the secret society network, which manipulates them and their agents and gophers into power. And their job is to impose in their sphere of influence, their country, the centrally dictated blueprint agenda. And therefore, the same things are coming in, like smart meters and all this stuff, all over the world at the same time. And then there's another level in which the subsidiary network in the country has subsidiary networks within the country that control the cities and the towns and the regions. And so it's this kind of holographic blueprint where every part of the network is a smaller version of the whole that they can orchestrate this global agenda through. And it's been in place now for a long time. And this is where it's working. And this is why you'll find the same narcissistic, psychopathic personality being employed in law enforcement all over the world because it's centrally dictated through this network.
Well, they're administering the same psychological test, and all of that's compartmentalized. They say the test score means one thing, but decoded, if you look at the test, I've seen articles, it's really, okay, we've got a sociopath, we got a psychopath, we've got, well, is he a high-functioning psychopath? Put him in a low level, watch him, see if we can move him up.
Right.
Because, you know, they don't want an out-of-control one. And then they mainly just want dumb kind of, we're the good guys, do what I say or I taser you. Did you see, boss? Did you see? That's kind of like the general group they want on the bottom. And heaven help these people. It's incredible. Now, we're going to let you go and go to here in just a moment and go to Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And I appreciate all your time, David. You're going to be speaking in New York coming up later. People can find out in just a few days at davidicke.com. But in closing, we keep mentioning Iran. We only got a few minutes before the break. What's happening geopolitically there? The talk of the euro collapsing, France plots Eurozone breakup group. But the breakup group is just the central IMF World Bank sucking everybody dry. You've got the floor, David Icke. Break down what's happening globally, geopolitically.
Well, in terms of Iran, you know, we talked a little while ago and you put the wish list map up there, and right in the middle of the wish list of countries they wish to take over in that part of the world is Iran. And so you need an excuse. And they've been trying to find an excuse for a long time and they've not been able to. And what we're seeing now It's like, you know, with Iraq, it was like, okay, we'll have to explain how they got weapons of mass destruction and go into a bit of detail and all this stuff. But now they've reached the point, well, look, here's an excuse. I don't care if you don't accept it. This is the excuse. Okay, boys, in you go. And so we now have this ludicrous things like Saudi Arabian ambassadors being, you know, having their attempts on their lives, absolute bloody nonsense and all that stuff. And I think it was very significant that this Zionist, Elena Ross Lettinen, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, pushed through this, H.R. 1905, which basically makes it illegal to have American diplomacy with Iran. And because they don't want diplomacy, they don't want an end to it diplomatically. There's an agenda to attack Iran and take over Iran. And it's coming out of Israel, which is controlled by the House of Rothschild. It's their fiefdom. It's nothing to do with the homeland for Jewish people. That's just a front that the Rothschilds put up to hide what they're doing. And they control America. And so together they work as one unit. America is not the superpower that it seems to be. It is the super poodle of Israel, because that's the fiefdom of the Rothschilds, who also control America. And Iran's on their wish list, so therefore they're going to find a way of going in. If they can't find an excuse that works, they'll find one that doesn't. And we've got this International Atomic Agency now, another Rothschild front that is coming up with the means and the excuse to go into Iran. It's all building up, because what they want is a third world war to come out of the Middle and Near East. And what's happening on the other side now, and it's starting to move, they want a war between the European Union and North America, etc., and Russia and China. And now we're having the Russian and Chinese authorities saying, you know, basically, if you mess with Pakistan, you mess with us. Don't go into Iran. It's all building up to this third world conflict that they've been talking about for so long. And they've got now this organization called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And now there are moves to bring Pakistan, Iran, and India into that. And so the two sides are being very clearly created, which is the Russians and the Chinese on one side, and the European Union and North America on the other side, exactly as they want. And Iran, if they go for that, that has the potential for bringing these two groups of powers together. And it's being done systematically, because when you get deep into this, you find that the Chinese are actually controlled by the same people that control America and the European Union.
Yeah, the globalists are playing everybody off against each other to then bring in the world government.
Putin's one of their people. The Chinese are one of their people. This is what the Rockefellers and Maurice Strong and Kissinger and
Bush. It's on record. It's incredible. David, let me say bye to you in the break. Babylon system is the vampire sucking the blood of the children.
Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah. Sucking the children day by day.
Bob Chapman joins us for the next 40 minutes at theinternationalforecaster.com. Really appreciate him coming on with us. Got a lot of news on Iran to cover. You know, I remember reading the documents from the mid-70s where they said they create 10 regions within 3 mega regions, Asia Union, European Union, North American Union, America's Union, and then have currency battles and then merge those. So that's how we knew what would happen. But the first person I heard in the last 5 years start saying they will completely collapse the euro and then bring it in to a new system was Bob Chapman, and he joins us now. Here are the headlines, and Bob really needs no introduction, real finance and financial news expert. London Telegraph, France plots Eurozone breakup group. Now they're saying Italy's too big. So we told you, Bob told you, they would snack on Ireland, snack on Greece, snack on Iceland, and never having any intention. And then, oh my gosh, Italy, oh my gosh, Spain, it's too big, oh my gosh. So this is big. This is going to affect the global economy in a big way. What's the plan? Are they in control? How'd you predict it, Bob? Where's it going?
Well, not in control, and that's important. Their plans have gone upside down. Really, just overnight, over the last 6 to 8 weeks, and that's really overnight. They started printing their own currencies, the Deutschmark and the Franc, just in case that they need them. And they also wanted to extend the money allocated to bail out these countries. There was $516 billion allocated, and they wanted to use derivatives to bring it to $1.4 trillion. And I get the feeling they've given up that idea because of the German federal court and just the general lay of the land, so to speak, as to how Europeans feel about that. So the next thing they have to do is to ring post their banks in each one of the countries. It's just like, let's circle the wagons. And they're going to have to bail out, because they don't have an instrument to bail out these six countries. They're going to have to bail out their own banks. And the reason why is that they're so heavily invested in the bonds of Italy, like in the case of France, and Spain, and so on. And so how they're going to do it is they're going to give money, like they did in the United States, to the banking structure, and that'll keep them going, and the write-offs will come. They'll probably be spread over a number of years, so they'll go into keeping two sets of books. And what they're going to do is, at first at least, tell the ones, the countries, and they have no provision for this, incidentally, in their charter or whatever it's called, they have no provision for anybody to leave. So they want to make provision very quickly that countries can default in their debt, leave the Eurozone, but remain in the European Union. And they're doing that right now. Now, the next thing that they'll do is try to close in and strengthen the block of Eurozone countries that are left, which would be 11. And I would think maybe some of them might fall by the wayside. And that's what they're going to try to do to keep the euro alive. Will it work? I don't think so. The reason why is the debt is so tremendous, and at the same time, you have the economies of the entire world, but particularly in Europe and the United States, going down, and of course the exporters to those areas, they're going down in manufacturing and services.
Simply put, Bob, to interrupt, how does it end? We're seeing all these statements down by world leaders. Global depression, run for the hills. Are they trying to just get more power or more bailouts out of this? Because they're already getting those. Or is this a genuine panic? And what's going to happen?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think they are panicked that they didn't see far enough ahead to do the things that they should have done to make the thing work. It was put together like a jigsaw puzzle, and I won't go into it again. But the point is this, that they're having trouble controlling it, and they really want to keep that euro block. And so bailing out the banks nationally, one by one, within each country, will be the job of each country. They'll have to print money to do that. It's going to be very inflationary, but they don't care.
Okay, so So what we said last week, the signals are really getting strong for everybody to turn the printing presses up on high like Italy's done. Let's talk about what that's going to do and all the bank run talk we're seeing.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Back live. We are here again Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Back Sundays. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Bob Chapman is our guest today. Bob, it's like a dream, though. We've known all this is coming. We've got the globalist documents. Now they're doing it. World governments being openly announced. The Vatican's calling for it. All these other big institutions are. There's incredible corruption everywhere. Everywhere we look, government shipping guns into Mexico, drugs back in, Penn State now, you know, it's, they're reporting and investigating donors for money with kids. I mean, it's frightening how high this evil goes and the type of webs that evil people spin, that those of us that aren't wicked, that is consciously, willfully wicked, we're all wicked in one way or another, but the truly wicked, we're blind to their evil. And we need to be able to admit it and face up to it, or suffer the doom of so many other civilizations when these cancers are allowed to just grow out of control. But going back to the situation in Europe, now you were the I'm not trying to toot your horn. You know, I don't do this with all of our guests, but pretty much all of our regular guests are people who've been accurate over and over again. That's who I keep going back to the well on. But I remember you a year ago saying, or more than a year, that U.S. embassies were quietly getting a whole bunch of different currencies together. I remember you close to a year ago saying that Germany and France and others were looking at printing up their old currency. Now that's finally come out in the news that they've been doing that. So you've got a lot of sources out there. What do you expect to happen now? In a limited range, what do you think is going to happen next in Europe? And what do you say to those that email me and say, stop talking about Europe, it doesn't affect us. They don't understand that half the bailout money we paid went to Europe. They don't understand that the whole economy is global and connected. And then expanding out from there, people pulling their money out of the mega banks, more and more talk of bank closures. What about bank runs?
Well, bank runs are possible. But today they learn from what went on during the 30s and at other times. And what they do is merge the banks or go in and take them over so the run doesn't happen. Toward the end, that won't work, but at least for the time being, it will. As far as Europe's concerned, they're going to allow these six countries to leave the European Union, go back to the original currencies, but they'll be out of the Eurozone. And then they'll have their tight little group left within the Eurozone, and hopefully that will function for them, and they'll still have the Euro. But I don't think that's going to work out that way. And as I said earlier, the banks are the problem, and they have to refinance the banks. And in that process, they have very, very high inflation. And yes, it does affect us in the United States, because we export, we do a lot of business with Europe. And then on top of that, what's going to happen is that the banks in New York, and, you know, the figure was $170 billion, and right now it's like $550 billion worth of credit default swaps that were written, most of which just in the last several months, on debt of these countries that had sold a debt that was questionable, that was bought by France and other stronger countries. And so what these banks have done in New York, for whatever reason, is they're covering a lot of the losses. So if these banks default in these six countries, then the amount of money that's going to be lost is probably $2 or $3 trillion. But the banks in New York are going to pay insurance on $500 billion of that. So it is going to affect us. $500 billion is a lot of money, even for banks. And so what's going to happen is that they're going to have to get bailed out again as well, because they're operating on two sets of books already, just like the banks in Europe, and they're all insolvent at the present time. And so this will just make them more insolvent. So that is going to affect you. Because if the government needs the money, they go to the Fed, they print it up, so to speak, out of thin air. The money goes back to the Treasury or directly from the Fed to the banks, and they use that money to function, to keep from going under. But there's two sides to everything, and the other side is massive inflation. And that's why today the stock market's way up, 276 points. But gold is up over $30, making up yesterday's loss. You can't keep it down. Why? Because people see what's going to happen.
So where does it go short-term and then long-term, Bob?
Short-term, I think you'll have a negative hiatus for the next 2 to 3 months. And then they'll go into action, and they're going to tell you what they're going to do, or at least what they want you to know. And then after that, it'll get worse again. And so we'll probably, the nations in Europe that are not insolvent will go sideways. The ones that are insolvent will start going under.
How will the establishment respond to that? Launch a new war as a political distraction?
Could be. As we all know, the Israelis have been making noises again. And I thought the comment in the private conversation between Mr. Sarkozy and Mr. Obama was very telling. When it says, this guy is a liar, and the other guy says, well, I got to talk to him every day. You get off easy. But anyway, sure, they're planning a war. They got to take out Syria first. And that could trigger a third world war. There's a Russian base there. Is Russia prepared? Is China prepared? And, of course, they know what's going on. Their intelligence services, I promise you, are just as good as ours, at least the Russians are. And so we don't know which way they're going to roll on this one. Are they going to go to war against America with their friends in the BRIC nations? I think it's a toss-up. I just don't know.
Well, Bob, let's go back. I mean, personally, I mean, that earlier in the week, I didn't really cover that. I should have, but my gut is that they know Israel is strongly looking at hitting Iran and has said they will. And the West wants some plausible deniability, but Obama and Sarkozy are overheard by the blogger, and then Reuters confirms. I mean, don't you think that that's just an attempt to leak that out, to then act like the West wasn't involved in this?
Well, it's not only that. It's a distraction, and it's a reason to keep their heel on Israel, to keep them from attacking Iran or others. And I think more than anything else, it was a warning. You know, look, we can expose you anytime we want.
All right, I want to bring Ted Anderson in here, and then I'm going to get into some other news with you concerning the police state, Bob Chapman. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here with us, of course, 30-plus years in gold and silver business as well. I don't know, 14, 15 years with Midas Resources. Ted, looking at this situation that you're seeing in the world right now, gold and silver steadily rising in the last few weeks. Again, they can drive it down for a few months by raising the margin call on speculation, but then that just runs out the speculators, who a lot of times are actually driving down the price. So tell us where gold and silver is right now.
Well, gold is at $1,787.90, Alex. It hit a high today of $1,789.60, low today of $1,761.70. Actually, it opened up at that because yesterday was a corrective day where gold hit a bottom somewhere around that 1760 range and then came shooting right back up. Silver today right now is at 34.82, seeing a high today of 34.95, low today of 33.78. Gold is up $28.90 right now presently, silver up 69 cents. But Bob is right. I mean, the Indians right now in India, I'm talking about not a Native American Indian, are fleeing bonds right now, and they're going into gold in a big way, like to the tune of 78.7 billion rupees. I was over there earlier this year, not in India, but in Singapore, and I looked into those gold shops where they had that 24-karat gold chain hanging there, and it was just jam-packed full. But what's going on here, right here in the United States, is the largest municipality ever just filed bankruptcy. Alabama, Jefferson County, just filed bankruptcy, and that's going to be a huge effect on the economy because, I mean, when those big municipalities start to fall apart, you look at others. I mean, we all know that California's in trouble. There's a whole long list of states here just in the United States that are having problems. Bonds are a dangerous play right now. People are starting to look at that, not only here, but in the world, and that's why you see this flee. India specifically are getting out of bonds and going straight to gold.
Well, they certainly are, and look, you know, every time that they artificially drive down the price of gold and silver, I always point out that if you look at the 10, 12-year graph, 5-year graph, 2-year graph, it's going straight up. They'll dip it for a while, but then it always continues. If you look at the larger graph, I mean, that's simple. Gold was $260 11 years ago. Now it's, you know, $1,800 or whatever. Silver was $5. Now it's 30-something. Speculatively, you know, it ran up to right at 50, but then went back down. The point is, it's because globally, and I know I talk like I'm talking to 5-year-olds, but I get calls, emails. Some people still don't understand this. Oil, housing, gold, silver, all this stuff, even if we're in a depression, is going to go up in price because they're massively moving towards devaluing the currencies. And so,
depression of the 1930s, gold went from $22 an ounce to $36 an ounce because in order for the United States to gain that world currency, we had to have something that was still backed by gold. They artificially just increased the price for the Bretton Woods Agreement, but that's what we're going to be back looking at again because the United States currency this time is going to be taking a hit when we have this economic crisis.
Well, you're right, Ted, but again... people need to understand that if the signal's being given that on top of all of the devaluation and money printing we've seen, that all these major nations are now going to basically have a race in devaluing their currencies, I mean, gold could go up to stratospheric levels. I mean, if people think $1,800 an ounce is a lot now, Bob, I mean, I'm even seeing mainstream media now kind of talk like Bob Chapman or some of the other economists we have on. I mean, is the signal really being given, as some are saying, to now really accelerate the printing of money?
Well, I have to, and it's going to be worldwide. It's the only way that they can continue to reorganize, as I call it, the banking entities within each country, and they'll link them up again later like they did previously. But the expansion of money and credit is going to continue to monetize and continue to cause inflation. You know, the U.S. may say real inflation is 3.8%, when in fact they know it's not, and so doesn't everybody on Wall Street in Washington. So what do they got? They got 11.4, 11.6. That's really high inflation, and it's going to get worse. And what does that do? Like Alex said, it drives money into other things. People don't want to hold cash. And to me, the only place to be is gold and silver coins, bullion, and shares. And that's it. There is no place else to go as far as I'm concerned.
Ted, we're going to break here in a moment. I'm going to come back and hit a few final news items with Bob Chapman that are of particular import. But I believe people need to get involved in gold and silver now. I buy my gold and silver from Midas Resources. I am proud to promote Midas Resources. I only promote what I believe for myself is a great decision. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not perfect, but I think I've given people good advice to get into gold and silver, and the best place to get it is Midas Resources. I hope people do not wait as the economy globally slides into oblivion. Now is the time to get gold and silver from my research. I mean, people think gold was too much to buy at $500 an ounce. Well, I waited too long, I won't get it. Then it was too much at 800 or 1,000 or 1,200 or 14, 15, 16, 17, 1,800. It's not that gold's gone up, it's that the dollar has gone down in value. I know that's simple, but people still don't understand it. So they say, well, then why does Ted Anderson want Federal Reserve notes for gold? Well, that's a silly, silly, childlike COINTELPRO statement. Obviously, Ted Anderson, for his investment, buys gold and silver, one of his main investments, myself included, just not as an investment, but as an emergency fund backup for my family and this operation. But obviously, it's taking more of those Federal Reserve notes every day to get that gold. And then that's the currency we traded in. Okay. But then as that dollar dies or as it's devalued, we have the real store of wealth now. So you're putting something that's transitory, easily manipulated into something historically that has a lot more value than fiat currencies. It's very elementary. Ted Anderson, tell people the big list of gold and silver coins you've got. These are the radio specials. These are not even on the internet, except for one of them, the two silver coins and the book and the video deal. That is on the internet at InfoWars.com. You see the get two silver dollars, get two free gifts free. That is the only one of these deals available on the web. Ted, tell folks about the radio specials.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the obvious things to do is to pick up that fifth of an ounce of gold, that franc coin, for $389, just due to the fact that you get a full year subscription to Bob's newsletter, the International Forecaster. I mean, that's like buying gold at $1,000 an ounce, and we all know that it's trading closer to $1,800 an ounce. But still, Alex, I think it's very important that people have circulated silver dimes. It's just a small piece of silver that can be used in the market, you know, for buying whatever you need, $2,625. And what a ridiculous statement. Why would I take Federal Reserve notes for gold and silver? There may be a time in the future where I won't be able to because the dollar's lost that much purchasing power. But that's like asking, why would the grocery store sell groceries when they know they have to eat? You know, it's obviously that the business of the production is what makes it valuable. And there's no question about it. People should be getting into it at this particular time. U.S. Eagles right now, gold eagles currently right now are trading at $1,951. The Walking Liberty Half, I have a special going on at $1,694, which is $3 less than what I have on my website. You know, there's a lot of different things. I think the Campaign for Liberty coin is a valuable coin. Even if you just have one, it comes in a leatherette case, and it just, you know, it supports the Campaign for Liberty. You know, that's Ron Paul's movement. How many people would like to see Ron Paul be elected for president?
Well, you're right, Ted. Let me give people the toll-free number before we go into the final segment. It's 800-686-2237, and there's brokers there throughout the weekend. Ted, I know that you've told me that you're selling out of the stuff you bought earlier and that soon prices will go up. How much is it for the two silver dollars and the book and the video now?
$73 I'm still holding that at, even though prices have gone up over $10 in silver when I marked it at that level.
Yeah, folks, give them a call, 800-686-2237. And I can tell you that deal is going to be ending in about a week because we're selling out of the book and the video. 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the big discount. We'll be right back.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good.
All right, we've got a lot of key stuff coming up tonight. 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to look at radiation levels all over the planet, but especially in the Northern Hemisphere going way up. We're going to look at the latest on the Penn State situation and a lot more. Also, there's some new CIA briefing videos for Ronald Reagan that came out that you think are like Mr. Rogers. This is the Kremlin, Mr. President. That's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to play some clips of that tonight. Going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, side issue, but you're a guy who's been around the world, seen a lot of things, and you've talked about the degeneracy of the global elite. And I remember hearing this when I first got involved and really awake 17 years ago, and I was like, no, it's not true. But it really is everywhere. But working in U.S. intelligence and then after that as the biggest private silver and gold broker and living all over the world, I keep running into pedophiles at the highest levels everywhere, and they can't be more than a half percentage point of the population from what I've researched. I mean, who are these people? Are they as prevalent as it looks like? And what do you chalk it up to with this whole Penn State thing?
Well, it's hard to tell the origin of the motivation of the individual and others involved. A lot of bad decisions were made by officers of the university who are gone. And the football coach, he decided to keep his mouth shut and protect, I guess, his friend. And it cost him his whole career, really. And it's a shame that that's the choice he made. It was wrong. The prevalence of pedophilia at high levels has been there for many, many years. I've seen studies going back into the 1920s in the Midwest and Boys Town, and then starting in the 1950s, kidnapping children, never to be seen again, who were used in these sort of things. And I think what happens at the top, people feel that they're all powerful. They have experienced normal and abnormal sex with both genders, and they decided that it's time that they tried it out on children who are harmless. I mean, they can't fight back. And it gives a sense of empowerment. And at the same time, the other things that are involved for whoever brings this thing forward. And so at the top, you see lots of it. And I know George Bush isn't going to like this, but him and his father are real creatures. And I'm sure I'll hear about it, but that's just too bad. And his father is unbelievable. I went into a shop in Rome, and it was 1984. And I was looking at the newspaper, and actually I was on my way to Observatore Romano, which is a newspaper there. And there were several newspapers that said, Henry Kissinger is coming to town, hide your children. I mean, this is national newspapers. Now, you don't see that in America, but I actually saw that in a shop that sells newspapers in Rome.
Well, we know what goes on at Bohemian Grove right there, so, you know, if I didn't see some evidence of what you're saying, I'd have shut you down right there, Bob. It's incredible. We did a special report on it last night. It's at prisonplanet.tv. And I've got video of a family court judge saying to the father and the mother, I don't like how you're acting. I'm just going to take your children. Your children belong to me. And he just gets on a big power trip. See you back tonight and back this Sunday. Great job of the crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
See you this Sunday. God bless you all. Thank
Visit
you, Bob.
GCNlive.com today.